Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we always welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us a very special guest. We had him with us on the last hour. His name is Mr. Bob Fletcher, and he's been an investigator. He's been trying to awaken the American people to what's going on for a long period of time. Bob, how are you doing there?
Okay,
fine. We've got it back again here for the next hour. This last hour, we talked about weather control, and this is a fascinating subject to realize they have the ability to heat up the ionosphere, and, of course, using other techniques that they have developed, why, of course, they can create earthquakes. They can use sound to actually alter the weather. Oh, and, of course, nobody knows what they're doing because it's all top secret, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, they reached a, you know, it was kind of banged around between agencies for many years, the actual experiments on trying to do what they wanted to do and manipulate the storms and create them and et cetera. And, of course, as you mentioned, even attempt to generate earthquakes. And finally, actually, I believe it was not very long ago, I believe it was 1999 or 98 when they formally put it under pretty much all under the single umbrella. It is an Air Force secret operation. So technically at this point in time, unless it's been changed or fragmented off or something, basically weather modification, weather control, etc., and the use of weather modification as a weapon is a secret operation presently under the United States Air Force.
All right, fine. Well, now, where do the so-called chemtrails that we hear people talking about fit into this whole thing? Is this another means of influence of the weather? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I do, and it's probably it's a little bit opposite, a little bit converse of what so many people's beliefs are on that. And my belief basically is that's not really happening that much. What I'm saying is that, number one, I've not found, of course, that would fall under, technically, that would fall into the chemical and or biological weapons for the most part. But I've not tangibly found genuine the documentation or what I would call proof evidence of that working or being a successful weapon. You know, if you stop and think, you know, we're looking at the quote-unquote chemtrails that are extremely high elevations, and that the ability for those chemtrails to end up falling down on any given spot and causing illnesses, et cetera, from 30 to 50,000 feet is very unlikely. You know, I mean, that's really a trick. So my feeling, unfortunately, right now is a little opposite of an awful lot of guys.
All right, well, we're going to just let you hold that thought because we're going to have to bring another station on board. And when we do, we'll go to some of the other items that we have been talking about here. Our special guest is Bob Fletcher right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And in case I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Of course, we welcome your calls out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us today Bob Fletcher, and I haven't talked to Bob in several years. He's been having some health problems, but he agreed to come on with us and share some of his knowledge. And during the first hour, we talked about weather control, and I thought perhaps we could talk this next hour about some of the other things that I know he has been very interested in investigating and trying to bring forward. Now, you have a number of different videos. What are they on, Bob?
Well, the first off, I have one that the very first video that I did as an expose is rather generic, and it's called Invasion and Betrayal. And when I say generic, I mean it covers, actually what it covers is 40 years of the intention of the those persons, I'm going to call them the elite, that would put us into a world government. And it includes several really astounding documents, et cetera, and does a real in-depth inquiry into moving us into world government. The second video that I did, which was done, as a matter of fact, at the request of a couple of folks in the United States Congress and Senate, and that was on the Oklahoma bombing. It was probably, actually, it was literally the very first video inquiry that was done right after the bombs of Oklahoma, and that's the title, which that's plural, the bombs of Oklahoma. And why we get into that, of course, explaining and getting into what took place actually there, and it has stood the test of time. This was done very short time after the bombing of Oklahoma took place, and again, it was done at the request originally of some investigating congressmen and senators that had seen myself on Good Morning America, had heard me say that, in fact, there certainly was more than one bomb.
I'm going to interrupt you right there, Bob, because we're going to have to take our last station, hook up with us. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Bob Fletcher, and we're going to be talking, I think, maybe this next hour, about, of course, his material on Oklahoma City. Do you mind if we talk about your video on the bombs of Oklahoma City? Because had the American people learned the truth about what really happened there, I don't think there ever would have been a 9/11, but everything was done to keep the American people from knowing the truth. For instance, when, of course, a terrorist attack brought about the downing of TWA-800. Now, if you were to read the press in Europe, you would have found that the terrorists bragged about bringing down TWA-800. Certainly, all the evidence suggested that there were over 200 witnesses who saw the missiles go up and hit the flight TWA-800. And yet, of course, not one of those witnesses was allowed to testify before the National Traffic Safety Board. And everything was done to conceal the terrorist involvement in that story. And we won't get into why the Navy missiles accidentally shot down TWA 800, but of course I think it was related to a terrorist threat, and they were trying to take out a terrorist plane that was loaded with explosives. But we couldn't let the American people know. That was July of 1996. The election was coming up, certainly the Olympics were coming up, when a terrorist bomb went off at the Olympics. What did they do? They arrested some poor guy named Richard Jewell, and they accused him, and that became the focus of the investigation, and eventually was exonerated. But anything to keep the American people from knowing that there was a terrorist threat in America. And of course, the same thing holds true with TWA. Everything was done to keep the American people from knowing the truth, until, of course, just the right time, when suddenly we were plunged into a war on terrorism. We have to give up our freedom because of those wicked terrorists. We have to go to war with Osama bin Laden, with Afghanistan to catch Osama bin Laden. But Gee, we can't find Osama bin Laden. And then we have to go to war with Iraq because of the weapons of mass destruction. But everybody knew, at least everybody who had studied it knew, the weapons of mass destruction had been moved into Syria long before that. And, of course, well, we couldn't let the American people know because we had to convince them that's why we're going to war. Well, anyway, let's get back to the Oklahoma City bombing, Bob. And you've done a lot of work on that. You put together a video. What is your take on what really happened on the 19th of April, 1995?
Well, of course, it is. There's been so, since I did this, my video, there's been, God only knows how many. It's almost like the Kennedy thing. There's been so many other videos and so many other books and all of that that's come out. But basically, from my investigations very early, there has been more uncovering of much more information that fits into this puzzle. But the bottom line is, and that from my investigations, and I think almost everybody else with just slight varying degrees, of course, is that somewhere in there, Oswald was completely, and Oswald, I'm using that term, and that's like a Freudian thing.
You mean Lee Harvey McVeigh.
Right. McVeigh became the Oswald, you know, and somehow in the midst of this thing, for whatever reason, why he ever ended up making himself appear that he was the Lone Ranger on this thing and actually permitting himself to just be, removed, killed, going to his grave without ever saying anything about anything else, it may possibly be a great example of brainwashing techniques. We may have seen, you know, right before our eyes, a couple of years of progressive changes in him under a brainwashing situation where he actually ends up just taking the brunt of this entire thing.
Well, I'm sure you know that Stephen Jones, his attorney, started or opened in defense by quoting a letter that he had written, McVeigh had written to his sister long before the Oklahoma City bombing, saying he was part of a secret special operations unit that was involved in illegal activity. And the prosecution never mentioned it, and amazingly enough, not one newspaper in America ever mentioned that opening statement made at the trial in Denver. Of course, anybody can get it in the book, The Oklahoma City Bombing Cover-Up, or Conspiracy, Oklahoma City Bombing Conspiracy, that, of course, was written by Stephen Jones, the defense attorney. How you all the media in America could just forget to mention that he claimed to be part of a secret special forces conspiracy group. You just wonder how that could have happened.
Yeah, and of course, whatever. You didn't get into the media and what goes on there. It's a very personal thing, as a matter of fact, because during the time that I was a spokesperson for some of the Patriot and militia groups around the country, I personally took on such unbelievable distortions of media on myself personally. I mean, it's unbelievable. I was literally with and in the offices of the militia of Montana on the day of the bombing of Oklahoma. And I had, in the very first videotape that I mentioned briefly a little bit earlier here, the tape of Invasion and Betrayal, where I said we documented the 40 years of corruption and the planning coming up to this one world government. And the in that video, which I had actually released about 5 months before the Oklahoma bombing, I specifically said, it's on the video, I said that the next thing that corrupted people in government are going to do to slow down and to affect the Patriot movement at that time in 1994, I said the next thing they're going to do is they're going to blow up a city. I use the word city as rather an exaggeration, but I said they're going to blow up a city and they're going to blame it on the Patriot movement and move forward with the removal of, changing the gun laws and do all of that stuff.
Well, of course, it's really very interesting that Timothy McVeigh did everything he could to identify himself with the militia movement, even to the point where after he is involved in the bombing and kills all these 168 people, he's wearing a Patriot sweatshirt, he's got all these things in his car, proclaiming what a great patriot is. He's got a copy of the Turner Diaries there, which talks about revolution and blowing up buildings. Well, you would think that if this man, who was extremely intelligent and had extremely high IQ, was going to commit the crime of the century, he wouldn't do everything to blame it on the Patriots if he really was a Patriot. And, of course, the fact that he was repeatedly visited, and I know this to be a fact from at least three separate sources, by a man named Jocelyn West, Jolly West, who was a CIA psychiatrist. Why was a CIA psychiatrist repeatedly visiting Timothy McVeigh while he was in prison?
Yeah, well, this is where we get to what I was talking about. We may have witnessed a fantastic demonstration of government mind brainwashing during that year or so after he was arrested. But the and to get back to just the bombing itself, there literally was and is many videotapes, security camera tapes, all over the place on that that picked up a variety of angle shots. And of course the biggest question is we've never seen any of them.
Well, that's because the FBI says we can't let the American people see them because it would affect the national security. And I wonder if they're afraid Timothy McVeigh is going to see them, or somebody in the building is going to see them, or maybe they're afraid Muhammad Atta will see them. Why do they have to keep the truth from the American people? Why won't they release those tapes that were taken in front of the Murrah building that day? There have been repeated lawsuits brought, and every time they invoke national security.
Well, we additionally, at that period of time, I was so heavily involved with this in terms of doing the investigation, and had spoken before the Senate, and had two or three friends long before that were in the Congress and the Senate, and so I was kind of like up to my heels in this thing. And our lawyer at that time actually filed, let me back up. We our lawyer had drawn up the paperwork to retain the building, to keep the building up, and we had our attorney had gone and actually put a $10,000 retainer in the hands of a bomb expert for him to go in and to chemically test. The buildings, et cetera, the debris and all of that, to get a good handle on, like, potentially what were the bombs inside, the one or two that did go off inside the building, et cetera, et cetera. And it was interesting. Now, Timothy McVeigh's lawyer at that time said, let me go ahead and file that paperwork because I am the lawyer of record on this thing, so let me go ahead and file that and keep the building up, all right? And he failed to do so. That was the original lawyer that you were just referring to.
That was Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones.
And, of course, you have to ask yourself why. I mean, you would certainly want to preserve the crime scene. The government wanted to tear the building down, have it guarded so nobody could possibly touch any of the debris. Well, if there was nothing to hide, why did they want to do that so quickly?
Well, right, and they were hiding exactly what we were attempting to go after.
And that was, of course, evidence that there were cutting bombs on the other pillars. And anybody, of course, we have a number of the film clips that were actually shot that day. They're in a video called Cover Up in Oklahoma City. They were actually shot by the major television networks in Oklahoma City on that day. And you'll hear the commentators say, well, they found the second bomb, now they got the third bomb. Boy, it's sure a good thing we got all these. Oh, they got another bomb there. And not a word of that got out across America. How could that be? Well, if you'd like to see Cover Up in Oklahoma City, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamax, the new odorless, 100% pure Allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamax is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh, crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamax. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that this would not be a bad time to have a special means of water filtration on hand. If there should be something happen in America, you can get by without food for a time, but you can't get by without water. And the Big Berkey water filters are a wonderful, wonderful way of having potable water. You can take pond water, or you can take lake water or stream water, any sort of water you want to, and run it through. And of course, 2.5 gallons are filtered at a time, and it goes from the upper stainless steel chamber through ceramic filters that are filled with activated carbon into the lower chamber, and it'll take out the bacteria, it'll take out most of the chemicals. It's a great means of having pure good water. It's what the certainly the missionaries have used in other countries for 150 years. It's known as the Big Berkey. Ordinarily, they're $279. We sell it for $239 plus shipping. And if you buy it through us, you'll either get a free video or a free 4-tape set that we produce. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But the Big Berkey is not available in California or in Iowa. However, we do have the Berkey Light, which is available in every state. But Iowa, this is a portable. It's exactly the same as the Big Berkey. It's 2.5 gallons. Except instead of being a stainless steel, it is a transparent isomer, what they make bulletproof glass out of. And it has a different filter. These filters work far more efficiently. They're called the Block Berkey filters. But, of course, they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years, whereas these ceramic filters will last a great deal longer. But the Berkey Light, it's called a Berkey Light. And if you get it through us, it's $199 without the lights, plus shipping. And, of course, we offer the same offer, a free video or a free 4-tape set. If you call us, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can see the pictures of them and decide what you'd like to get. And then, of course, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for this product, but many of our people who've used this really have called it a miraculous products. And we have actually checked some of the medical records on the people who've told us about it, and what they appear as, they tell us appears to be true. Under any circumstances, there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing substance that some people take, and they say it the very just alkaline solution that helps them as far as their heartburn is concerned. But if you'd like to try the products or know more about them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. The Miracle 2 soap products, there's a special introductory offer. We hope that you want to get them and try them. An awful lot of people really feel that they truly are in America. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Bob Fletcher, and we're talking about the Oklahoma City bombing. And, you know, most people don't want to hear about this anymore. What you really need to understand what happened at that time. Why was Jocelyn West, a CIA psychiatrist, going to visit Timothy McVeigh time after time after time? And I know this happened because I talked to a man who was very close to him, who was writing to Timothy McVeigh and getting letters back almost on a daily basis. And we have this from at least two other sources from that, the CIA psychiatrist was there on a regular basis. There was an interview where Bill Cooper did that. I don't know if you know Bill Cooper, but Bill Cooper was a very dramatic talk show host somewhere, I think, in and New Mexico or Arizona. And I remember hearing a program he put on after the death of Timothy McVeigh, after he was executed, by a woman who was there. And, of course, she was doing an interview with somebody, somebody across America. And Bill Cooper played this interview repeatedly on his program. And the woman was saying, well, you know, I was there as a witness to the execution. I didn't know you kept breathing after, after you were dead. I just didn't think you kept breathing after you were dead. And he would play that over and over again. And about 2 weeks later, of course, a SWAT team came out and Bill Cooper was killed. Well, of course, they said he fired first and one of the officers was wounded severely, and that's why they shot him. And maybe that's what happened. I just don't know. But I thought that was such a strange a sequence of events. Did you hear that story, Bob?
Yes, I had. And again, I'm like you. I don't know any more about it than that. So not to put credibility on either side on that situation. But I certainly do know there's a few things. Little tiny points of what I consider really extreme interest that nobody knows. As a matter of fact, some of this it's in my book that I just finished up. As a matter of fact, after literally been writing it for about 17 years, in the Oklahoma situation, the character that I named earlier, who was an arms dealer and a covert operative on the behalf of secret government, Gary Best. I found out only recently, actually, and I say recently, the bombing took place in 95, and I didn't find out about what I'm going to tell you until, I think, 99. But for some reason, about 5 months before the bombing of the building in Oklahoma, the Murrah building, Gary Best, who is a covert operative who trains, was involved with the Ollie North programs, been involved with supplying weapons, major weapons, I'm talking about missiles into Afghanistan, missiles into Angola, and supplies training of personnel terrorists, actually, the Mujahideen warriors.
Now, is this all proved, or is this written down, recorded?
Absolutely, documented beyond everybody's imagination. There's even a three-part NBC program done about myself and this personality, this Gary Best, who had used my toy company as a covert front in the 80s. This goes way back, and this is what started myself into all of this mess in 1985 during the Contra and the Algerian or the Angola War, etc. There. Now, Gary Best's partners from 92 through 1994, as I briefly mentioned earlier, was General Adderholt and General Richard Secord. They were in Azerbaijan, Russia. They were carrying out covert military training and the supplying of weapons in Azerbaijan and also into Croatia, etc. This was, at that time, under the banner of Bill Clinton, of course, as president. Right? They, for some reason, now, you have to follow this, and Gary Best is not a well-known name, but of course, Richard Secord certainly is, and General Adderholt, these folks that ran Air America and did all of Ollie North stuff.
Air America was a CIA front, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, that was where they were doing the drugs and, you know, at the same time, flying them out of Vietnam, et cetera. Right. But what took place here in 94, they, for some reason, interrupted that Azerbaijan deal, which, by the way, was yielding, like, $12, $15 million in their pockets at that time. And if you want to, we could take a break, and I'll come back and tell you the rest of this. It's a very interesting
story. All right, fine. We'll be right back here right after the break with Bob Fletcher. And, of course, after that, we'll welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I just want to mention we also carry something known as Phonopoly. And Phonopoly is a board game. And if you have children or grandchildren that you're really concerned about, and they're going to government schools, why you need to get a Phonopoly set, because they're not teaching our children how to read properly in government schools. They're not teaching them how to read phonetically, and as a result, they're going to have difficulty spelling and pronouncing words all of their life. There is an organized effort, and there has been for 50 years in America, to dumb down the American people so they won't be able to think effectively. Well, Phonopoly is an excellent program. It's a board game played like Monopoly, and of course, it'll teach young people and adults and even older folks like myself how to read and pronounce words and spell phonetically. Most programs, $300, $400, $500, and this one, of course, is actually $139, and you can get it by calling 1-800-5. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And of course, we were just talking to our listeners about the programs that we carry here at Radio Liberty, and one of them, of course, being Phonopoly. We think it's an excellent, excellent program, and everyone would benefit from getting it. And then, of course, we also want to mention the programs we have, such as the Institute for the Constitution. And if you are concerned about what's going on, one of the things you can do is set up an Institute of the Constitution in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood. And basically, it's a series of 12 programs, 12 video programs put together by Professor John Eidsmo that goes into the Christian history of America. Yes, America was founded as a Christian nation, contrary to what your minister or your politicians or the media or your instructors will tell you. And Professor Eidsmo just goes into the well-recorded history of the Christian basis of this nation. The reason they have to, of course, destroy a realization of that is so that they can destroy the nation. And they're doing a pretty good job of it, don't you think? So if you'd like to set up an Institute of the Constitution in your neighborhood, why don't you call them at 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759, and you get sort of a turnkey operation. You'll get the videos, three videos, each one with four sessions on it, four half-hour programs. You'll get two David Barton videos. You'll actually get a book that has everything in it, the questions you ask, how to organize the programs, the questions you ask, the answers to the questions, the transcripts. It's a wonderful means of teaching our American heritage. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bob Fletcher. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts about what we're talking about. And, of course, Bob Fletcher is telling us really about the Oklahoma City bombing and some of his experiences. He was sort of dragged into this whole situation because somebody began to use a company that he owned as a front for CIA arms purchase and other activities. So pick up the story there, Bob Fletcher.
Okay, this is an extraordinarily interesting thing, and we've not gotten to the bottom of this part yet at all. But this major operation of arms and military training going on underneath probably the arm, I believe under the umbrella of the Pentagon of this particular operation, was in Azerbaijan, and feeding the rebels there, and with not only training but also military weapons.
Now, what year was this?
It began in 92. And was running like actually probably 91, 90 around in that period of time.
Well, were these Islamic terrorists we were training?
Well, yes, and it was basically what it was. These character the arms and military training personnel were they were contracted by the Azerbaijan government to put together this army to fight actually predominantly against the Armenians. And this was going on profusely, again, from 91, 92, 93, And in 94, for some reason, in the middle of this extremely financially lucrative deal for these mercenaries, the training, the folks that actually are agents, which is Gary Best, is one fellow's name, and the other was General Adderholt and General Richard Secord. They broke up that operation, and Gary Best, for some reason, moved to Oklahoma. He went to Oklahoma City. He bought a company, was a bankrupted meat company called Harris Meats. It's just a regular meat, hot dog, hamburger processing plant. And this is similar to what he had done with myself many years earlier with my toy company. And he had also done with actually five other companies that I'm aware of, including an oil company that they had been using in Azerbaijan as a false front, as a covert front for their operation.
And these were already then became CIA front organizations.
Well, yes, and it's either CIA or, in some cases, it's Central Intelligence, some cases it's National Security, some cases it's under the Pentagon's operations.
All right.
But they're subcontracted, and it's always the same characters that are creating the little wars, we'll call them, and supplying covert operations to overthrow certain governments, which have been going on for years.
And we just overthrow the governments and replace a government with one we like, and then we talk about democracy.
Right. And then in a few years, we usually overthrow them and put in another one.
Now, just like we overthrew Mossadegh in Iran in 1953, and we put in the Shah, and then we overthrew the Shah in 1979, and we brought in Ayatollah Khomeini, and then we said, gee, isn't it terrible? Now we got this Islamic terrorist movement that we've created. Let's go to Ben, who's calling. Hi, Ben. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Yes, I do. First of all, I've always watched this Oklahoma building disaster with a great interest, because remember just before they put out the news that they were going to execute him, there was an FBI report, some 500 pages, that since they say he was executed, those things just seem to disappear they vaporized some kind of way.
Yeah, said that they weren't necessarily forthright with turning over all the evidence, were they? But then they say, it really didn't matter, he's dead now.
Oh, you know what, sir? That's what I'm calling about him. I know everybody out there is going to think I'm crazy. But we didn't see a man executed. We saw a man anesthetized. And then they say they cremated him right after. Not true, sir. They burned up a John Doe.
Well, we don't know that.
This is my suspicion, sir.
We can all be suspicious. Are you still there, Ben?
Yes, sir, I am.
Don't say we know it. We could say that there's some people have suggested that, and all I can do is say I did hear an interview with a woman who was there who said, yeah. See, I didn't know people kept breathing after they were dead. But
they don't, sir.
They don't?
No.
Oh, okay, fine. Anything else, Ben?
Yes, I just want to say, if that was, this is my opinion only, I have always felt, but for some reason, McVeigh and his cohorts, one of which did look Mid-Easterner, I always believe that to my suspicion, this was allowed to happen, then why not 9/11, sir?
Okay, thanks very much. It's a very, very provocative question. Let's go to Spencer. Spencer, you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I was looking in some of the exhibits of the Warren Commission documents. Commission Exhibit 2785.
Okay, does that have anything to do with what we're talking about?
Yes. Dr. Jocelyn West visited Lee Harvey Oswald, as well as Timothy McVeigh, I guess.
Where is that in the Warren Commission?
Exhibit number 2785, Dr. Jocelyn West of the University of Oklahoma visited Lee Harvey Oswald at the Dallas County Jail right before he was murdered. Also, in another exhibit, 2678, Oswald is a Jesuit who spoke at Jesuit seminaries. Now, it was told before that McVeigh was a member of the Opus Dei cult. My question is, what is the connection between the Opus Dei cult and the Jesuits?
I don't think there's any, because I never heard he was part of the Opus Dei. And let's go to Jenny calling right now. Jenny, did you have a question or comment? Jenny?
I have two questions for Bob. You mentioned the Harris meatpacking plant. Is that connected at all with the Harris Ranch in Coalinga?
I'm having real difficulty
She asked if the Harris meatpacking plant, she asked if that had any relationship to Kalinga.
A ranch.
No, I don't think so.
All right, fine. Next question.
Yeah. Okay, next question is, through the grapevine, I have heard each person that's ahead of the new Homeland Security in each state comes from the CIA of questionable character and have dealt drugs. And does Bob know anything about that?
The question was that Jenny has heard that the people who are in charge of Homeland Security come from the CIA and have dealt drugs, and that they all in every state this is true. I have never heard that. Have you, Bob?
I'd have to look at I'd like to look at a good, complete list of the people involved. Unfortunately, again, which we mentioned earlier, though, Stan, you know, with the Assistant Secretary of State, I don't have any question about the veracity of that report that Bo Greitz brought back. Was obviously involved with it. He was one of the majors, a CIA agent, and whatever, involved with it for a long time. The chances of them utilizing some of the aircraft and vehicles and shuffling troops and things around under the banner of national security it's a good possibility, but no, I've not heard of anything specifically to say.
And Jenny, they're putting a lot of false information out there to confuse. It's like the last caller we had. Timothy McVeigh was part of Opus Dei. Come on now. That man is a disinformation specialist, if I ever heard one. And we're not going to put him on the air again because he does that every time. So don't believe everything you hear. Check it out. Check it out very carefully. And check it from multiple sources before you repeat it, and then be able to give a reliable source.
Well, if you gave a reliable source, Dr. Stan, you get killed.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
Oh, bye-bye, Jenny. All right, fine. Well, that was Jeannie calling. And, of course, we've got a lot of things that are going on today, though. And we do know, of course, that the CIA has been involved in drugs. And anybody who doubts that needs to get our book, The Drugging of America, our four-tape set, is there really a war on drugs, or the book Into the Buzzsaw, with the articles in there by Gary Webb that you can check out, and even go to the CIA website. And their Inspector General's report admitted that CIA agents were involved in smuggling drugs. And interestingly, nothing was ever done to them.
The report, excuse me, Stan, the report that I completed for Sonny Bono, which is on video, it's called the CIA and Drugs, Secrecy and CIA. This is the one that I actually did for Sonny, and it's mind-boggling because of the not only the documentation, but the live interviews that I've been able to include on that video is just amazing.
And for our listeners who didn't hear in the first hour, that was completed just a few weeks before Sonny Bono went skiing in the mountains.
That's right. And it was done for him specifically. After reviewing it, they came back to me and said, it's going to be the first thing on the calendar when Sonny comes back from the Christmas holidays. And 10 days later, he was dead. And going over the autopsy and other things, et cetera, I'm afraid that he did not genuinely run into a tree. But that's another story. If I might, let me briefly complete this little
business go right ahead.
About the Oklahoma and some of the agents that had moved in. What took place was they interrupted this very successful, financially successful operation in Azerbaijan, Russia. All these folks do, all they do is supply weapons, train people with weapons, and they have worked for years with Mujahideen and those type characters for years. This gentleman, Gary Best and the generals broke up that operation. Gary Best moved in and purchased the company as a covert front called Harris Meat Company. was 1.5 miles from the Murrah building. 90 days after he purchased the building, or purchased that operation and moved in there, the Murrah bombing took place. Now, when you you have to ask, what in the world is a covert operative, a weapons supplier, and a training operative for Mujahideen-type characters doing 1.5 miles, coincidentally, from Oklahoma? After the bombing, they bankrupted the company, which actually they never did anything with anyhow, which is a standard operational procedure. There really was never any intent to be making hamburgers for the CIA. But they closed the company down. The formal bankruptcy papers were filed in 1996 on April the 19th, one-year anniversary of the bombing. And that was when they actually filed the court papers. They and then they just disappeared, as usual, back off into someplace else to start supplying weapons. Now, if there was C4 inside the Oklahoma building, or that type of a bomb, that kind of equipment, and also the possible connection of some Mideasterners, the possibility of that coming through these people in conjunction with these people is extremely high.
All right. How can people get hold of your videos, Bob?
Let me give everybody two addresses. I want to give everyone the mailing address, and then we'll give them also an email. But you can mail me at regular post office box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's post office box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803, Bob Fletcher. And if you would like to send me an email, if you have an inquiry or anything, it's RF True News, and then the numeral 1, so RF True News 1 at cs.com, and that's cs.com as in Charlie Sam.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much, Bob. And then, of course, people would like, of course, to get his video on the Oklahoma City bombing. He has one on overview of what's happening. He has one on weather control. What are the other videos you have?
Well, we have the invasion and betrayal. That's the overview. The Oklahoma bombs, weather control as a weapon, the central intelligence and drugs, weapons of mass control, which happens to be a double tape 4 hours, which includes all of the secret weapons beyond the ones that we're aware of. For example, the invisible, the ability to cloak soldiers invisibly, and equipment, etc. And also, I have one on the JFK assassination that actually shows, introduces probably the name of the person that was on the grassy knoll. But besides that, this is interesting now. On the JFK, I'm probably the only person that can absolutely, on my video, certify that there was more shots fired than a single person could have done. And that is, I have live film footage of the limousine with 2 bullet holes in the windshield. And what this means, Stan, is that 2 bullets hit the windshield of a limousine, not counting the ones that we know about. So we have, you know, the one that went through his neck, one that hit his head, and then there was another miss that they acknowledged. There's 3 shots that they've always sort of acknowledged and said that Oswald possibly could have gotten those off. There are 2 other bullet holes in the limousine of John F. Kennedy that both hit the window, and they would have been 2 separate shots, which in fact, just by itself, forgetting everything else, just by itself, constitutes the conspiracy.
Well, you know, the Senate, pardon me, the House Select Committee, that the last investigation of the Kennedy assassination concluded, listening to the tapes, that there were at least four shots.
Right,
in other words, there was a conspiracy, and then they immediately disbanded the committee because I'm sure the congressman there didn't want to end up like the other 100 people who had, of course, tried to tell the truth. And we have a book, it's called The Dead Witnesses, talking about 100 people in America who knew one or another aspect of the story, from Dorothy Kilgallen to the people who witnessed the supposed shootout between Lee Harvey Oswald and Tippit and so many of the other people, and they all died mysteriously. Bob, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you, and I hope we can get you onto one of our evening programs.
Good, thanks. We'd be glad to do it, Stan. And God bless you. Take care of yourself.
We'll do our best. God bless you, too. Thanks an awful lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time we want to talk a little bit about what's going on here. And you have to understand that many, many years ago, it was decided that America would be used to lead the world into the New World Order, the New World Religion. That was about 1640. When a group of Rosicrucians were sent to America, and we were going, of course, to make America the new Atlantis. And today, America is leading the world into the new world order, the new world religion. It's time to take America back, and we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
About the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea. Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I just want to mention to you that if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get it. The book itself is $12.95, and it basically tells you the story of the move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and it tells you why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, and it's really very simple. The Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And the fact that you've never heard that from your church, from your leaders, from the media, simply reflects the degree of control that the occult has over what the American people think, because the foundations of modern-day Masonry are in the occult. Now, the average Mason doesn't know that. But if you read the book Morals and Dogma, or read my book Brotherhood of Darkness, he would find the quotations from the Bible of modern-day Masonry, Morals and Dogma, which says, we, of course, conceal the truth from the people who join the Masonic Order. They're really, in essence, too dumb to know the truth about what's happening. So our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is must reading if you want to know what's going on. And then, of course, you can get it by itself for $12.95 plus shipping. Or, of course, you can get the video and the audio tape and the book for $29.95. Let me strongly suggest you get the Brotherhood of Darkness special or the book alone. And then the same thing is true with our video, the latest video, the war in Iraq. You really need to get that to understand what really happened in Iraq. And then, of course, you can get the syllabus along with that. So you can get the video, or you can get the syllabus, or you can get both of them together. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. The title, Iraq, the Untold Story, the video, the syllabus, or get them both together, but call right now. Well, Dr. Stanback here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time I just want to mention to you several items, so we hope many of you will want to seriously think about getting Alamax. It's a wonderful garlic product. It, of course, contains allicin, and allicin's the active ingredient in garlic, which, of course, will actually lower your blood pressure. Garlic lowers your blood pressure, it lowers your cholesterol, it thins your blood, and of course people have used Alamax, at least in one study, and it seems to have decreased significantly the incidence of colds in a study in Great Britain. I know I took it last year, and I was very pleased with it when everybody else was getting sick. I remained healthy. Alamax, give them a call at 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. Think seriously about setting up an Institute of the Constitution in your home or your community. Give us a call at 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. And ask about setting up an Institute on the Constitution. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will, of course, want to get the book Regicide. It's a wonderful book. It's the story of the assassination of President Kennedy, told from the point of view of the CIA and the men in the CIA who actually set up the assassination and were responsible for the murder of an American president. It tells you why they did it, how they did it, who actually did it, and, of course, the story is there in Regicide, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get the book by itself. You can get it as part of the Kennedy assassination special. Just ask to substitute Regicide for one of the books that we're currently offering. That's the Kennedy assassination special, where you'll hear an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald and so many other things you're never going to hear elsewhere. Again, the number 1-800-544-8927, and of course we have to remind you that my ministry is listener supported primarily, and if you're out there, we hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to finance what we do 5 hours every day, as we reach out across America on about 55 outlets every week. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more of that, you'll be helping us. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our internet programs on a regular basis. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we also ask you to tell others about our radio programs. If you go to our website, you can see the advertisements for the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light water filters. And if you're interested in getting them and you get them to us, of course, you'll get either a free video or a free audio tape for the same prices. You can get them elsewhere. And we think they're great products, and we hope you'll want to get them. But go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters. You can read the essays there. And we hope that you'll enjoy the website and tell your friends about it. Tell them about our radio programs and encourage them to listen, because that's how we're reaching out across America and making people realize that many years ago, a group of evil and wicked men came to America. About 1640 to 1647, they were Rosicrucians who were sent to America to take over control of this country. And, of course, we had two parallel powers in America, one the occult, the other Christian. And the occult really wasn't in a position to actually dominate America, not until recent years, when, of course, the activity of the church had faded. They had infiltrated the seminaries and changed the message and the music of our churches, and, of course, to use the Christians for the destruction of this country. Oh, you shouldn't be involved at all. God's behind abortion. God's behind the partial birth abortion. God's responsible for all the wars. You shouldn't be involved. Well, God gave us a Republican form of government, and we're to be involved. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until next week at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.